KFYU at 7:09 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack in the house. We've got Jamie Wheeler, and Jamie is with the Human Rescue Coalition. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, you guys have a really important event coming up. Let's go ahead and we'll just kind of get the logistical information out of the way, when, where, and what's it covering. And then we'll kind of dive in and, you know, kind of get the definitions of what human trafficking is and the way you guys look at it from your organization, okay? Tell us about the event.
Great. On Tuesday, August 6th, we're actually having a two-part event. During the day from 1 to 5, the State Department of Health Services is hosting the group Traffic 911 with Dina Graves, and they're going to be hosting a training specifically on domestic minor sex trafficking at Texas Tech. And then the part that our group, the Human Rescue Coalition, is putting on is that evening at the Civic Center. Again, it's Tuesday, August 6th. It's from 7 to 8:30. And that night, we're really going to be having a host of different people from the community, many of them who are already working in this area, from law enforcement to the Voice of Hope, which is formerly the Rape Crisis Center, to those who are working in the jail. We will also have survivor stories from those of West Texas who have experienced trafficking, have experienced prostitution. And so we're inviting everybody in the community to come out to that. That event is free. And Starbucks is also going to be sponsoring us with free coffee. So,
oh, nice.
Nothing else, come out for that.
Hey, well, when you go into Starbucks, give them a mention and say, hey, heard it on Collins and Mack that you guys are involved in this seminar, and just say thanks, because that's, we always want to blow people up in a good way and talk about them. Who are taking care of people in the community.
Good community events.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's why we're here. But anyway, kind of interesting. You guys are going to be looking at the sex industry, mm-hmm. per se. What aspects are you going to be looking at?
Yes. During that event, we're going to be talking about really how it's all tied together. You know, a lot of times we want to isolate things. We want to look at the most extreme cases of someone being kidnapped, like, you know, the girls that were found not too long ago, the three different
Amanda
women.
Amanda Berry and those other gals.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and we want to see that those are the only cases going on, but it looks very different. And a lot of it is tied together, and our culture in a lot of ways is very unhealthy sexually. And so we're going to be looking at how pornography ties into trafficking, how the strip club industry ties into that, just how, you know, our media even is helping to promote that in a way. And so we're really going to spend some time looking at all those different aspects. But mainly for our event in the evening, we're going to be focusing on what's going on specifically in West Texas. Because there's so many people, I hear this all the time, it's not happening here. You know, we can learn about it overseas, but it is happening here. We just don't always know what it looks like, because we're thinking of movies like Taken. And although those kind of situations happen, those are actually very rare. And so we don't know what we're looking for.
Wow.
Well, all I know is that there are a lot of people, boys and girls, that disappear or are unaccounted for. And there are sightings occasionally like this. We don't know what's going on with this Issa Saga kid.
I know.
He's been gone for, and I mean, his mom and friends, and I mean, they're still doing fundraising events, and they're, you know, friends
still searching for him.
Yeah, they're spending a lot of money trying to find the kid. It's just, you know, if you don't want to be found, I mean, it's amazing to me, with all the intelligence that we have, if you're a teenage kid in West Texas, that you can elude such a, I mean, mm-hmm. because there's a big effort. I mean, law enforcement authorities, everybody's looking for the kid. Mm-hmm. And then you have young women that are just completely and totally unaccounted for. Now, the thing is a lot of times we'll find some of these young girls months or a year, 18 months later, something like that, or even years later. And just because you find them and you find the remains of their body doesn't mean that they didn't experience this phenomenon. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's, you don't know the story.
And that's what's so heart-wrenching for parents of missing children, because they have no idea what's going on with their child, if their child is even still alive, if they are, what they're enduring. I mean, it's horrible. It's heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. So what kinds of human trafficking do we suspect is going on right here in Lubbock?
In Lubbock. Well, I can just speak kind of from my perspective and what I see. I work at kind of a day center downtown called Carpenter's Church, and so I see a lot of women who are downtown who are being pimped out by their boyfriends, which would be considered trafficking in a way, in that they feel like they can't leave. They have a lot of control over
them. So this is, well, I guess they're subjected to it. Is this voluntary, or they're just submitting to that?
Right. Well, you know, from the outside, we might think that looks like being, it's voluntary. But the reality is it's such a complex thing going on, right? A lot of times they're being mentally...
emotionally abused.
And emotionally abused in a way that makes them feel very trapped. And so we might see that, you know, we get the question all the time, well, why don't they just leave? And the same thing in domestic violence situations. Mm-hmm. And if you've never been in one or never been around someone who has been in one, you wouldn't understand that. Exactly. But the more that you look closer, you realize there's not any freedom there because mentally your abuser has got you
so beaten down emotionally that you have no self-esteem left.
Right. And you think that you can't leave. Mm-hmm. And so, and for some of them, physically, they cannot leave. But a lot of them, it's more mentally. And so they're not receiving any of the money, even if they're out there being pimped out. They're not receiving any of the money. Their abuser is taking care of that. Their abuser often is making them sell their bodies over and over again in extremely unhealthy ways. You're being put in a very dangerous situation. You know, in the last 10 years in Lubbock, there's been several women that have been found murdered who were prostituting at the time when that was happening. And, you know, there's just, it's a much more complex issue going on. So we have women out on the street like that who are kind of more smaller, small town pimps, I guess, or, you know, maybe pimping out one or two girls. We have the bigger operations going on, and I don't have as much experience in that area as the police do, so I don't want to really speak on that.
Well, one thing that just blows me away is you see people and they in the news and you hear these reports and see these reports that people are being arrested for trying to pimp out like young, I mean, 12, 13-year-old girls and things like that. And they're arrested right here. But this is one of those things that people just, I don't know, people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to admit it's one of those, you know, kind of taboo things. It's
we don't want to admit that things like that go on in our city.
In your backyard.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, if we admit it, then we have to do something about it. And that's a pretty big issue to tackle. And it's much easier sometimes to just close our eyes and pretend like it doesn't happen. Or we hear
we can't
a story.
Do that.
Right. We hear a story and we say, well, this is just too difficult for me to hear. It's too difficult for me to think about. But imagine the people who are living that story.
Right.
You know.
Well, there are people like you that are fighting it and trying to do something about it outside of law enforcement. We appreciate your efforts and everything. Give us the date, time, and the event one more time and website contact information and Facebook.
Okay. Again, the event is Tuesday, August 6th. It's from 7 to 8:30 at the Civic Center in the Civic Center Theater. And if you want to check us out, go find us on Facebook. It's Human Rescue Coalition. If you want to email us, it's humanrescuecoalition@gmail.com.
Okay. Also, if you can't remember any of that, go to the Collins Mack Facebook page. And I know people are interested. Late last night, I put a posting on, and we've had several comments. So 17 minutes after the hour at 7:17. Thanks for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.